Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show across America. I'm Stephen Pickford, along with Willem Backus. And today we're talking fitness and fitness on the road, fitness traveling. Nikki Glore is our guest. Welcome to Travel World, Nikki.
Thanks for having me.
Now, tell us a bit more about your concept, about what you have on offer for our exasperated business and leisure travelers that really have to keep fit both before their trips and while on the road.
Well, I have a fitness DVD that has been shot in six different locations around the world, from China all the way to Chicago. And it requires no equipment, so it proves that you can do a great hardcore workout without any equipment, no matter where your travel plans take you.
Because people think, oh, we have to take a lot of equipment with us, or we have to stay at a hotel that has a particular gym, or especially in these days when, you know, check luggage, extra cost, extra, you know, extra weight, have to take a lot of things with us. You don't have to do that with your program.
You don't have to add any extra worry to get your workout in. Definitely not. You can do this workout. I've done this workout in front of gondolas in Venice and under bridges in Venice, in Florence on a roof deck. I've done this workout in China by the beautiful parks with the willows hanging over me. I've done it in Chicago on the beach and New York City roof decks and in Central Park. You can do this anywhere.
And the location actually probably encourages you more to get out there and keep fit.
Definitely. Your mind gets a vacation while your body gets a workout. So what's better than that?
You also suggest get your mind sort of prepared the night before, sleep in your clothes that you're going to work out. And so when you wake up in the morning, you don't have to sort of make that other additional mental preparation to push yourself out the door.
Absolutely. That's my little trick. I use it all the time. And so many of my personal training clients and my military.com blog followers follow with me all the time. If you go to sleep and you pack just one set of pajamas, let's say you're staying one night, you pack one set of pajamas, happen to be your workout clothes. You get up. If you're a woman, you put on a sports bra. If you're anybody, you put on your sneakers. Then you're ready to go. And that's half the battle, is getting your fitness clothes on. Then maybe you throw on some fitness music on your, you know, iPhone or iPod or whatever you have with you, and that'll kind of get your heart rate up and you're ready to go.
What are some of the different exercises that one can do? And are these sort of restricted to people that are already sort of he-men and he-women and real fitness buffs, or like somebody just starting out and can do them anywhere?
Well, really, you can pretty much tailor your workout to your body weight and to exactly how fit you are. So I have a workout plan where you can do 100 push-ups in 30 minutes with a bunch of other stuff just by doing 10 at a time. But you can do them on your knees or on your toes. So if you're brand new to doing push-ups, you can do 10 push-ups on your knees, right? You can get to 100 if you rest in between. If you're a big fitness fanatic, you can do one-armed, you can do tricep push-ups and get 100 of those. So you can really tailor them to your own workout needs. And you use your hotel furniture or just, you know, your regular body weight to do all of these workouts. And it really does hit your whole entire muscle group and cardio.
Of course, and it can sort of tailor itself to the room that you have, because some rooms may not be that big, and if you're jumping up, you suggest like jumping jack cardio interval for 1 or 2 minutes may or may not go over too well depending on the hotel.
Exactly. Well, I live in a New York City apartment building, so if I can do it in my living room and not disturb my neighbors and not hit my coffee table with my knee, then you can do it in any hotel pretty much anywhere in the world.
What are your favorite activities to do? Like, there's always a number of activities you can do for various elements of fitness, but do you have a particular favorites that really are fun to do?
Well, I would say I really love holding a plank. So if you're holding a plank, you're really working your abs, you're working your arm muscles, and if you are in shape, you can hold a plank for about 90 seconds or 2 minutes. If you're just starting out, maybe you aim for 15 seconds to 30 seconds. That would have to be one of my favorite moves. If you want to include some cardio in there, my absolute favorite move is a squat thrust. So you start standing up. You place then your hands next to your feet. You jump your feet back into a plank. You do a quick push-up. You jump your feet back to your hands and jump up in the air. So it's a really quick from standing down, plank, push-up, jump back up, standing. So it's cardio, your arms, your legs, and your abs are getting a workout.
I think one thing people have to remember is warm up first and also to cool down at the end, not just go straight into it and then straight out of it.
Oh, that's so critical. You know, a 5-minute warm-up, a 5-minute cool-down, and definitely a little stretch at the end. You don't need to necessarily stretch at the beginning, but stretching at the end will give you long, lean muscles and the look you're going for, and also you'll feel so much better when you have to squeeze yourself into the small, you know, plane rides.
You sort of sit in that seat, and you're going to feel it maybe the rest of the day, so to take it a little bit on the easy side. And great tip as well, remember to keep hydrated. You don't want to get dehydrated by sweating it all out and then not replenishing those fluids.
Definitely. And, you know, you don't have to have any fancy, you know, Gatorade, Powerade, coconut water. You don't have to have anything fancy to replenish afterwards. Studies show that chocolate milk or regular skim milk is a great way to replenish your lost fluids and protein after a workout. And you can get that at any airport. So you don't have to settle for the Coca-Cola that you find or the Starbucks drink that's going to dehydrate you. You know, if you're traveling and you're in an airport or even just at home, grab some skim milk and definitely rehydrate. As soon as you're done with your workout, you're going to feel so much better.
And actually, the chocolate milk can be sort of your treat. You're at the end of the tunnel. You can say, hey, when I get through my exercises, I'll treat myself to that chocolate milk and step back into childhood. There are things people can do right in the airports, walking from end to end of the terminal, in a hotel, walking up the stairs instead of the elevator, to keep those muscles limber and loose.
Sure, there's so many things you can do. From just, you can even do crunches in your bed. Like, whatever you do to fit in your fitness, it works. And studies have shown it's cumulative. So if you get 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes around lunch, 10 minutes in the evening, hello, that's 30 minutes throughout your day. And then you got your chocolate milk for your dessert.
And people can get you all these type of tips on your
video. Yeah, grab a pen. It's nikkifitness.com, and it's the Fit Travel Workout. And if you go online tonight and you email me, nikki@nikkifitness.com, I will send you an email with the free Fit Travel Workout guideline, so you can kind of, you know, tailor your workout around your own situation, even if you don't need the DVD.
And that's Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, at Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, fitness.com. What are some of the most unusual places that you have exercised?
Wow, unusual places. Well, I used to be a cheerleader in college way back about 15 years ago. So I've exercised on a traveling bus that's been taking us from one game to another across country. When, you know, you're in college, you can't afford to eat healthy necessarily, and you eat the pizza and the subs, and you're like, uh-oh, I have to be at a game today with a bare midriff. So I've done lunges in bus aisles. I'd say that's probably the most unusual.
And how many people were, like, staring at you or just thinking, hey, is she crazy for doing this? Or were you encouraging others to participate?
They were staring at me at first, but then I said, girls, do you want to be lifted on top of the pyramid, or do you want to be the spotter left behind in the dust? So I actually became sort of the fitness guru for the cheerleading squad at SU back in the time when I was there.
And diet, you talked about pizza and eating everything. How important is diet to combine with exercise?
Diet is actually very important. Recently, I've tried out the Body Media armband, and I think that's a really good gauge if you're really trying to lose weight. It's all about calories in versus calories out. So if you work out really hard, don't think to yourself, oh, I can reward myself with this big, huge burger and fries. You really have to hit it on two fronts. So you hit the cardio, the toning, the muscle workout, the stretching, the cool down, and then you have to hit the fiber, meaning, you know, whole wheat, carbs. You have to hit fruits and vegetables, lean protein like chicken, sushi, fish, lean proteins, even, you know, nuts and things like almonds and walnuts are great. And then, you know, hydrate and just don't eat too many brownies at the end of the day. Go for that chocolate milk, like I said.
You don't have to necessarily, as you say, totally do nothing, you know, sort of become sort of a slave to it, but you really have to watch things, do things in moderation. Everything in moderation is probably the key.
Everything in moderation is exactly right. And if you have a goal and you're a little bit motivated, you can really reach any goal that you have, whether it's a work goal or a fitness goal or a family goal or, you know, something you've always wanted to do extreme sports-wise. You know, just set your mind on it. If you've always wanted to jump out of a plane, set your mind to it, and you can do one step every day to get to that goal. And I fully believe that you can do that with your fitness goals. Walk a little today, jog a little tomorrow, eat healthier, hydrate, and you'll be where you want to be 6 months from now. Just one little thing every day, and that really is the way to get to your fit shape.
The website again, nikkifitness.com, nikkifitness.com. Nikki Glore, our guest today on Travel World, the Fit Travel Workout DVD routine from Nikki Glore, nikkifitness.com. Thank you so much for joining us, Nikki.
Thanks for having me. Have a fit trip.
Thank you. Coming up next, Jerry Wiener, stay listening.
Travel World Radio, by satellite.
Vacation time can mean